This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up momentarily, we will get to what are we doing with Chris Curtis. But before that, this is Charlie from Boston. Hey, Charlie.
Good morning, guys. Great show so far. I think the biggest thing, Drake May's not learning anything from Brissett. Like, that, it's just not happening. I think the only two reasons that they are still keeping him on the bench is, one, it's a carrot to dangle in front of the fans to keep us interested. I'm not interested in watching the Pats only because they suck. Like, the off chance that we get to see Drake May is why I'm watching. And two, once you take Drake May and you start him, if he sucks for 3 weeks, like, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Like, do you start Brissett again? Like, there, it's once the toothpaste's out of the tube, you can't put it back in.
Yeah.
No, you just learn.
But if your expectation, has to be over there, mm-hmm. that you're not a playoff team and you're not winning that many football games either way. So, like, what's the worst that happens? Drake May is like any other rookie and is struggling a little bit and trying to figure his reads out and trying to figure the offense out. It's not that different than a veteran who is, like, is stinking the joint out. Like, can't see guys that are open down the field. Like, I understand that. I guess maybe there are people that are tuning in just to see whether Drake May gets in the second half or not. But
that's it. That's why I watch. I mean, obviously, I'm a fan, but I'm hoping that Drake May's getting in at some point. But you want to see.
Got to get to Newport.
You want to see.
Was that a burp?
No, it was like a hiccup and a, you know, like a gas bubble.
Oh.
But you want to see if Drake May, basic things, if he's improving on the little things. Like, is he improving on the little mistakes that he's making as a rookie quarterback? And then you'll go, oh, okay, this gives us some positivity going into next year that he's picking it up. You know, for example, if he's rolling out to the right and he throws across his body and it's an interception, does the next time he does that, does he learn from that mistake? Does he learn from the basic mistakes? How's he control the huddle? Maybe some play clock penalties or procedures. Like, those are the little things that you go, okay, he's learning from these mistakes that he made in week 6, week 7, week 8.
I also don't want to see what Ken was saying with Patrick Mahomes, one game and then the end of the season.
Yeah,
it's like, I want to see if the game's terrible, if this is a spiral effect, if he comes out the next week and stinks, and then the week after, or if he can rebound after a bad game.
Right, and Greg, you know, I Wiggy, I will say, was already on to Drake May in week 2, and that's great. He's been on that the whole time. But the first 7 quarters of the season, there was not a groundswell of demand or support for Drake May replacing Jacoby Brissett. They were 1-0. They had a fourth quarter lead, and late in the fourth, week 2, they were about to be 2-0. And the fan base was patient. Jacoby Brissett was doing a great job of managing the game. Their defense was spectacular. They had good plays in special teams, and they were about to go 2-0 with, you know, just a good run game and a great defense. Since then, we've seen more and more limitations out of Jacoby Brissett, and the season has unraveled. So to say that the Alex Smith-Mahomes situation is an equivalent is just not reality. People here would have been fine with a 10-win season with the starting quarterback that was already in place, allowing the backup to learn to be ready to take over in year 2.
Well, listen, based on what you saw against the Bengals and what you saw against the Seahawks, You ought to be in this game on Sunday, and you ought to have a chance of winning this football game on Sunday. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Minus Tua.
Yeah.
You should be in this game. You should win this game.
Yeah, you should be. It should be punch for punch.
If they do not, then I have to believe that there is a groundswell of frustration with regard to playing Drake May. I mean, There are a lot of fans who still, we did a poll, it was 50-50 on Monday.
Yeah, Curtis. That was shocking.
There are a lot of fans who want to wait on Drake May because they think he's going to get killed.
I think Ken did a bot farm with that. Nothing else makes sense.
What happens next year if he doesn't play this year, going off the boss man lead and the Adam Schefter? He only plays one game, and then we go into next year, and then... He has his struggles. What are people going to say? Oh, this is technically his first year of playing.
But I don't think he will have if he was the right person to take at number three, then he's not going to struggle.
But what if he wasn't the right person?
Look at Mac Jones at 15. Mac Jones had a really good rookie season.
Right.
Now, granted, you know, Curtis, say what you want about Bill. That was under Bill, and that was under Josh McDaniels. So
my point is all we're doing is kicking the can down the road. When we could see what he is and then give him the pass. Because next year, you know what's going to happen. If he doesn't play well, we're going to give him a pass and say, oh, this is his first year. This is his learning year. Then let's see what he does the following. So that now is year number three. And so now in year number three, we might get to the point where we're like, oh, this kid's not very good. And now we're like, where do we go from here? What's our next move at quarterback?
And maybe the Chiefs win that AFC championship in 2018 if Mahomes has a prior year of experience in the playoffs under his belt. You know, maybe they left a title on the table. Who knows?
Okay. Coming up next, we'll get to what are we doing with Chris Curtis? And a question about why what a man did during the hurricane has him being threatened with arrest. We will get to that coming up next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.